We're very happy to have with us now the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, Tom Heckert. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, busy days for you and certainly a busy week, but let's start with getting the roster to 75. You had to get that done by yesterday. You made the moves that were made there. Nothing, I guess, really surprising that we saw Chris Gokong ending up on injured reserve. We thought that would happen. PUP for Phil Taylor. Emmanuel Acho being placed on IR, the rookie that you drafted at linebacker. Just some thoughts there as a young guy who I know athletically seems to be a player that could have a really bright future in this league. How do you look at a player like that now that he's in that place where he won't do anything this year, but you look at next year?
Well, you know, obviously we would like to have seen him in these last couple games, but, you know, injury-wise, he just couldn't do it. So, we'll get a whole year with him in meetings, and hopefully he'll be back healthy again next year. But, it's unfortunate that we couldn't get to see him, try to make the 53. But, you know, we'll just have him for next year, and it'll be good for us.
How encouraged are you up to this point to see the many rookies that are part of this football team that look like they're going to play some key roles, how they've performed through camp, and your sense of the impact that they're going to have on your when you set your final 53 roster, which, of course, is this coming Friday by 9 p.m.?
Well, you know, it's we're excited about it, but it's something we kind of knew going in that we're going to have a lot of rookies play for us, and obviously the draft choices being one, the top guys we thought for sure they were going to come in and play. Now with Phil being down, they're going to play more, and same thing with our linebacker situation. You know, we have a couple young guys, a rookie and a first year guy that hasn't played much, so they're going to get an opportunity to play a lot. With L.J. Fort and Craig Robertson and those type of guys where going into the season, we probably weren't sure how much they were going to play, and now, fortunately, they've looked good, and they're going to have to play.
You start with Brandon Whedon, and through the three games, what I've seen is a guy, the consistent thing I've seen is a guy who can make those rare throws, the kind that you want and expect and hope that a franchise-level quarterback can make. The strength, the arm strength, the accuracy, those show up even in the midst of other plays where maybe he plays like a younger guy or shows some rookie tendencies or doesn't have a chance because there's pass rush. Are you saying the same thing? Are you pleased with the progress through the three games with him?
Oh yeah, Brandon's done a good job, there's been some different, this last week's game, we had trouble running the ball, which didn't help, and there were some other things that were going on where there was a lot of blitzing going on, and I'm not saying we weren't prepared for it, but it was just kind of surprising for a preseason game. But that being said, Brandon's done everything we've asked of him. He's obviously a very intelligent player. He's got the big arm, and he's going to be fine. We'll be fine when it starts the next week.
I figure you're a former Philadelphia Eagle yourself, that they would take it easy, wouldn't be throwing all those blitzes at you guys.
Yeah, I talked to Andy yesterday, and I said, "Geez, oh man, you're going to take it easy on us a little bit." And he goes, "Well, I took a knee at the end." I go, "Thanks." So no, but it's it's part of it, and we knew that was going to be. They used the second game as a tune-up, so we just knew that they were going to have to play some of the younger guys. So I think they were just trying to see what they had in their younger guys, and which is fine.
All's fair in love and football.
Oh heck yeah, no, that's no problem.
The other thing that jumps out is seeing the way that Josh Gordon has responded, especially maybe in this last week or 10 days. It looks like a different guy from when we saw here. Physically, I think he's, about 10 pounds down.
Yep.
He just seems like in better physical shape. But playing at a faster speed because it looks like he knows more of what he's doing. Is that the case? Is he processing things better? Is it just a function of time and repetition?
Yeah, I think it's probably a combination of both. Obviously he pulled his quad during his workout, so that was that set him back, and he had trouble working out as much. Even when we first got him, we didn't push him real hard just because of the fact that he was injured. And that, along with being obviously more familiar with the offense, he's going to get better and better. He's a young kid. He's 21 years old, and I think the sky's the limit for him. Obviously he's got to keep working hard and doing the right things, and we expect him to be good for us.
Browns general manager Tom Heckert joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We haven't had the chance to see Trent Richardson yet. What's the latest on his health? And secondly, how are you gauging that in your mind? What he can do, I guess, but are you chomping at the bit just to see this guy out there more?
Yeah, I think there's no doubt we want to see him out there, but we're going to use our heads too. It's a long season, and he's a young back, and You know, we'll see how he's doing great. He's doing great, and you know, obviously, when we start actually doing stuff on the field with everybody else, we'll know more. But you know, we have a lot of time left still. You know, it's only Tuesday, and yep. We got you know, the week and a half and almost 2 weeks to before the game starts. So you know, we'll see how it goes. But you know, right now he's looking good and he's progressing well, and hopefully he'll be there.
Did his absence through these preseason games so far create something different in how the competition has shaped up at running back in any way for you, or are you assessing it, evaluating it pretty much as you would with Montario Hardesty, Brandon Jackson trying to get that number two spot?
Yeah, I don't think it really has affected much at all. You know, I think they've gotten, you know, a little more play time. You know, it's unfortunate that Obi got hurt, you know, and a couple weeks ago, where you know we'd like to see him in there too, and so you know I think it's going to be a good competition, and you know I'm not saying that there's going to be you know, a straight number two, a straight number three, straight number four, because I think they're all going to play for us, and which is a good thing. You know, you're going to need all of them before the season's over, and we're happy to have them all.
Another player from this rookie class who's really jumped out, and I think he's been the most consistent and best receiver day in and day out, is Travis Benjamin. A fourth-round pick, I know you drafted him high enough that you expected him to make an impact, but has he exceeded any of your expectations, and what are you seeing of him so far?
You know what? To be honest with you, he really hasn't exceeded. He's been just what we thought. You know, I think maybe the thing that we weren't quite sure about just how the physical part of the game was going to, you know, because obviously, you know, in college it's going to be different than what he's going to see. A lot more press coverage in the NFL, which in college he really didn't see any, and especially with his speed that people were scared to do it. So, but he's reacted great to that. I mean, even in our practices where we think we have, you know, with Joe and Sheldon, they're pretty good press guys, and he does a great job. So that's been, I guess, been a positive, something that we didn't know what we were going to see or when we saw a lot of press coverage, and he's been really good. So you know, we agree with you. He's had a great camp. And we're excited. You know, it's a good problem to have. But you know, we think we have you know, some legit players now at the receiver position. So it's gonna be tough to get them all on the field.
On the defensive side of the ball, whether you had Phil Taylor in there or not, this you were drafting these two guys, of course, in John Hughes, Billy Winn, and it became fortuitous, obviously, because of Taylor's injury. But that aside, they have been so impressive, at least to me, because they've gotten thrown out there as young starters, and then to watch their progress, and especially, I guess, Billy Winn most recently. I'm just seeing a guy who looks like he can do some special things with that speed, that penetration, that quickness, that anticipation, and he seems to be grasping things very quickly.
Oh, yeah, you know, and I think that the Billy Winn situation, that was just a product of a guy that had some minor injuries, but they were just kind of – it happens. When a guy starts falling in the draft, it's amazing. They keep falling. And you know, it's unfortunate for Billy, but it was actually fortunate for us. So, sure. You know, I hope he understands that. But, you know, he was a guy that, you know, we had rated as a second-round player, and you know, he's there where we got him, and it's something that it happens every year, and it doesn't always work out. But this one right now is working out well.
And John Hughes, just watching what he's done, what have been your observations there,
yeah,
Tom?
I tell you what, John Hughes is a kind of, and I know there's some questions about John when he came out for some reason, but you know, we think he's a really good player all around. You know, he's a 315-pound guy that you know, some people say he's a run player, but he can rush the passer now, and it's he's going to be a great addition to us, and he's really going to help us, and we think he's a really good football player, and we're happy to have them both.
Your linebacker position, it was an area of concern for depth right along, and then it takes a big hit losing Chris Gokong. Again, you drafted there with James Michael Johnson, and then you bring in and you drafted Emmanuel Acho, who of course now is hurt and out for the season. But Scott Fujita not really able to get out there and play for health reasons, and then the fact that he's set for a suspension for those first three games from the Saints situation. So how do you see that position shaping up? What's your comfort level or lack thereof as far as depth is concerned?
You know, it was you know, I'm glad we, like, same thing. We almost like the same with the defensive line, where we, you know, we thought we were in really good shape with everybody, our starters, and then we have JMJ and Acho and then the two young guys. But unfortunately, you know, there's things that happen, and But I do think we're in position where we can overcome that. You know, I think JMJ obviously is going to be our starter for us now until we see what happens with Scott. And we think that obviously Craig Robertson has been really impressive for us. I think he's going to play some on our nickel, and he's going to be obviously a backup and really good teams player for us. LJ Forts looked good. And then we have Ben Jacobs who's played a little bit for us in the past, and he was with us all last year. So we got some guys, and obviously they just got to play, and we expect them to play and not miss a whole lot.
And speaking of depth, the quarterback position being a key area for that as well, how do you feel that looking at Colt McCoy? I mean, I've been impressed watching every opportunity he's had to come in and play and what he's done. Of course, Seneca Wallace has also gotten in there as well. Your assessment of what you got there?
Well, we're excited about it. You know, we think we have, and we like Thad Lewis. I mean, so there's four guys that we think can come in here and play, and three or two of them, with Colt and Seneca both have played in the league, and so I think it's a really good situation. And Colt, I think we've said it before, where Colt, I think he looks better than he did last year, and we expected that. You know, with another year knowing the offense, he looks good physically. He's moving around well, and he's made a lot of things happen. He's brought our offense into the end zone, which is that's the name of the game. So he's done a good job. Seneca's done a good job, and I think this week we'll get a little more of Thad just to see where he's at, because he's a guy that obviously Pat had him, but he was a guy that has always been really good in the preseason, and so it's nice to have those four guys.
And as we get down to Friday, where you've got to set your final 53-man roster, then by noon on Saturday you set the 8-man practice squad. But that final 53, Tom, how difficult is the cuts now from 75 to 53 based on this widely assumed sense that there is more talent overall on this roster? From Thursday night through after Thursday night's game through Friday night, how difficult it's going to be?
Yeah, there's going to be a few spots that are still up for grabs. You know, I have an idea in my head, and I've talked to Pat about it and talked to Mike about it, and I have an idea of where I think it's going to go, but there are still a couple spots that are going to be interesting to see what happens on Thursday night. So to say it's completely done right now, that's probably not the case. And then you have to add in the other 31 teams that are letting guys go. And so, we'll have a list, or we'll have an idea of who we're going to keep. But if there's somebody better from another team, then we have to make another move. So Thursday night and Friday will be very interesting for us. But there's going to be a lot of things going on.
I mean, people don't put a lot of stock in fourth preseason games generally. It's like get through it, get it done thing, and maybe that won't be any different with when you guys play Chicago. But are there guys who literally could play themselves on or off this final 53 Thursday night?
No, there's no question about that, and that's the truth. And I think a lot of these guys know it. And we always tell them that even if they're not going to play for us, they're playing to play somewhere else. So it means a lot to these guys. But there are going to be a few positions that are up for grabs on our own team.
Great. Tom, thank you so much.
All right, thanks for having me.
He is Tom Heckert, the general manager of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.